You, my dear cuck, really should know your place by now. All your life, you've had it brought home to you in myriad ways that you're just weak. You know you're a pathetic beta, a natural-born cuck, incapable of keeping hold of a woman or carving out space in the world for yourself. You're a loser, a weak, pathetic creature. You are a beta, and beta males know their place. Weak beta males know their place. On their knees. You could never stand on your own 2 feet, proud and strong like a real man. You have never managed to actually ask out the girl of your dreams. You've never faced down a real man with power, and you certainly can't actually carry your opinions forward into the world like a man ought. You're a beta male. You know what you're for. Weak and pathetic beta males know their place is not on top of the food chain. You're actually aroused by your place, aren't you? You know with bone-deep certainty that you're a weak cuck, and it makes your pathetic little prick hard. Thinking of being able to curry favor and kiss the ass of a real man makes you fucking wet, you pathetic cuck. When you see a real alpha male, a manly man, you get weak in the knees. It's your body's natural urge to kneel coming to the fore. You were meant to serve a real man, to be cuckolded by women, to stay home and clean the goddamn bathroom while the woman you financially support goes out and fucks a real man. Beta males know their place. You are a beta male through and through. You know exactly what you're for. Give up your stupid aspirations to be a manly man. Stop lying and pretending to be something that you're not. Get yourself over to my wish list and buy me a present. The humiliation of supporting a mistress, a woman that you will never, ever get to fuck. Knowing that I'll open your gift, coo over it, and then promptly forget all about you. That I'll enjoy it with my alpha stud lover. That's the best you'll ever manage, cuck. Get used to it. Visit my blog at fetishphonesexblog.com or call me at 800-601-7259. Beg. Beg for Harper.